Hello and welcome to Change It Now with your host, Shelly Speaks. So I am still figuring out all the little technical details with this podcast, but that's on the back end, so you don't have to worry about that. So today I wanted to talk about what's working for you and what's not working for you. So I've just come home from a little bit of travel here in the U.S. And the first city that I went to is gorgeous, beautiful. Enjoyed seeing family. I saw a client. I was delivering some hand-picked crystals to a client and really had a fabulous time. And at the same time, I was aware that living in this city would not work for me. And I'm not going to say the name of the city because it's not really about that. It's about just being conscious and aware of what's working for you and what's not working for you in your life without judgment, without any point of view. Things work or they don't work. And that's always changing. And what I find in my coaching business is that people invest more time and value into working something out or working on something than they do on being conscious and aware of, oh, this just doesn't work for me anymore. And that can be applied to anything, relationships, businesses, jobs, friends, family, physical objects, you know, the home that you live in. So the first thing I'd like to invite you to is to be willing to be perfectly honest with what's working for you and what's not working for you. And you don't have to tell a story about it. You don't have to say, this is working because, or this isn't working because. You can skip the story part. And if you want to tell a story, because stories aren't wrong, you know, go, you can write it down in a journal. Do what works for you. I'm just inviting you to just be very present, very conscious, and very aware. Now, what happens when we become aware of something that's not working for us in particular? We often go talk to someone about it, you know, a family member, a friend, a spouse, and then they project from their judgments and their points of views, and they'll either convince us that we are right or convince us that we are wrong, and things just kind of get muddled and twisted simply because you already knew before you talked to them what was working or what wasn't working. And that's where trusting yourself is very, very important. I personally do a lot of things that people and family do not understand, do not agree with. You know, they probably think I'm crazy or I'm selfish, and I'm okay with all of that because my life and living, working for Shelly, working for me, is important. It's not meant to work for them. They can create a life that works for them. So when did you decide or choose or accept that any type of suffering was okay or that it was normal? Where was that projected onto you or taught to you, or, you know, when did you take that on? Because a lot of us were raised to like work hard. You got to suffer before you get the prize. You got to labor to get the reward. And what if that isn't true? What if there are other possibilities? And my next question is suffering a comfort zone? kind of like, well, this is the way it is. This is my lot in life. This is what I chose, and now I just have to live with it. Is that really true? Or can you make a change? So if you're listening to this and everything's working for you in your life, I'm so happy for you. And if you're listening to this and there are some things that aren't working for you, my invitation is to start taking the action steps required to change that so that you have at least a higher percentage of things that are working for you than not. So, are your relationships working for you? Especially your family relationships. We tolerate a lot of things from family that we would not tolerate from other people. And these are not positive things like gaslighting and manipulation and control and, you know, the disrespect. I could go on and on. This could be from a spouse. This could be from children. This could be from your siblings or extended family. So it's like, look at each of those relationships, because I'm sure there's some that are really cool. I have familial relationships or family relationships that are just awesome and beautiful and, you know, fun. And then I have some that have been extremely damaging and traumatic. And when I was younger, I was taught that family is everything. You know, you do everything for family, et cetera, et cetera. And that really wasn't true for me, because the people that I was choosing to, you know, I'll say go the extra mile with and all this stuff, they were damaging to me. Okay. So look at your relationships in the family, and then look at your friends. I have a lot of clients who socialize with people that don't have their back, that gaslight them, talk about them, that every time they bring up like a new idea, a new adventure, they kind of poop all over it. And they just keep hanging out with these people. And my invitation to you is, I don't care if you've known someone 1 minute or 50 years or anything in between. Does it work for you? Does this person or these people or these family members contribute to you? And when I say contribute, I'm not talking about giving you things like they give you money or anything like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the energy of it all. Is it joyful? Is it expansive? Do they inspire you? Do you inspire them? Do they create a space with you for greater? And then jobs and businesses. How many people, and this may be you, do you know that hate their job? Why do you keep going to a job that you hate? Now, I get that sometimes, you know, we're kind of in between things. We're doing what's required to, you know, get our financial house in order. And isn't it possible to find something you don't hate at the same time, or to at least continue to choose, pursue, look for something that is actually going to work for you? And then if you own a business, I know many people that kind of do this suffering thing in business. For example, there's some point of view out there, and I'm trying to pull it to mind because I don't really function from it. Something about, like, if you start a business, you will not make a profit for at least a year. And that is not true, unless you've made it true for you. Now, it might be true for some types of businesses, but it's definitely not true for every entrepreneur that starts a business. It definitely wasn't true for me. And why would you suffer for a year making zero profits, why would you choose that? And then, you know, businesses that hire people. When you hire people into your business, they definitely have to work for you, not just in the literal sense. However, it's like, you know, when you ask them to do something, do they get it done? Do they get it done efficiently? Or do you have to keep reminding them? Or when you tell them something, do they get it? Or do you have to tell them 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times? Do the people that work for you work for you? Physical objects. Wow, that just brought up a lot of memories. You know, does your car work for you? Like, does it turn your body on? Does it bring you joy? Does your home work for you? That's an area, you know, in my travels, I went to two very different, but very beautiful homes that I enjoyed. And it just kind of put a light bulb off in my head. It was like, I don't think my house works for me anymore. And I love where I live, meaning it's been good to me. And now I'm going to go explore what actually works for me now. It might be a different home in the same location. It might be a different location in the same state. It might be something in a different country. I'm willing to go on that journey to bring into my life what actually works for me. Okay. Some of us have clothes that don't work for us, you know, things in the house, they may be broken or they just don't function well, whatever that is. The invitation is for you to be conscious, present, and aware of what's working in your life, what's not working in your life. The reason why is when you're present, when you're conscious, when you're aware, you're not ignoring it, you're not going unconscious, you're not sticking your head in the sand, then you can change it. A lot of people will complain about things that aren't working for them, and they enjoy the complaining part of it, but they don't take the actions required to change it. So everywhere you're unwilling to create a life and living that works for you, would you destroy, uncreate, and melt all of that away now? Take a deep breath. Cool. And what's required? What do you require to change in order to have a life and living that actually works for you? Like, does your financial reality work for you? Is it easy? Is it joyful? Is it expansive? Or is it a suffering and a hardship and anxiety filled? And if it's any of those things, are you willing to step up for you to change it? Yeah. And I find there are a lot of people that are choosing marriages that don't actually work for them because someone said they had to follow the man-made rules of till death do us part, or whatever rules you made up or the rules you agreed to. There is no way that you have to suffer. You can change things at any time. You may not be able to change them instantaneously. However, you can start to go down that path of taking the action steps required. And if you feel stuck in any way, shape, or form, reach out. Get some help. I do energetic clearing to get that stuck energy out of the way so that you have more space to choose something that actually works for you. So what are you settling for that you really shouldn't be settling for right now? Life is not, well, I was going to say life is not meant to be mediocre. You can choose mediocre if you want. That's fine. That doesn't work for me. What if what's beyond that? Like, what can you choose that brings in that energy or allows you to be enthusiastic, like that orgasmic living where you feel alive and joyful, and like you're on this beautiful adventure of life? And you don't have to feel that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. However, what are the things you could choose to start bringing more of that energy into your life? Or do you just want to settle? It's all a choice. It's not right. It's not wrong. It's not wrong to settle or live what I labeled as mediocre. You know, those are just points of views. And what are you tolerating that you shouldn't be tolerating? Just because it's in your comfort zone or it's normal or your parents tolerated it or whatever the reason is. What is that? So I'm wrapping things up now. Start looking without judgment. And that means don't make yourself wrong for what you're choosing, but look at what's working for you, what's not working for you. Write it down. And then the next step, what can you do to change the things that are not working for you or to enhance the things that are working for you? Where can you add more joy, more fun, more playfulness, more celebration? And sometimes we have to release people, places, things, situations in order to have that. And that's okay. It's not wrong, even if it's a family member. And where are you allowing other people to control and manipulate you so that their life works? That could be a company, a boss, a spouse. It's always kids. Kids are great at manipulating so that things work for them. All right. So that is something I'd like you to look at. What's working for you? What's not working for you? What can I do to change it? If you require help of any sort, reach out to me and we can do a session and I can get you on that path to actively, consciously changing your life. You don't have to settle for anything. Life can always be greater and more joyful. However, it's up to you to choose that and to change that. So have a beautiful day or night wherever you are on this planet. And I hope to meet you someday soon. Bye.